Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. How are you? Welcome to hour number three. Great to be with you live. It is Wednesday, the 26th of January. It's about 5:07 here on the West Coast, 8:07 on the East Coast. Some of the news stories that I haven't gotten to in the first couple hours, because I've got a pile here so big. The Biden family plans to share office space with a company employing the spy chief of China. Hunter Biden planned to share his family's office space in Washington, D.C. with Chinese intelligence-linked firm that employed a man Hunter described as the effing spy chief of China. According to Peter Schweitzer's new bombshell book, Red-Handed, How American Elites Get Rich Helping China Win. According to the book, Hunter planned in 2017 to set up an office in Washington that would house his businesses, his father's Biden Foundation, and a representative of the Chinese global energy company he had cultivated close ties to, CEFC China Energy. So these guys are in bed with Chinese government, the Chinese Communist Party, Chinese communist spies, the spy chief of China. Hunter Biden gets massive pay packages, $10 million, $20 million, $30 million. He has to give 10% to the big guy, and nobody cares. Do you understand? Nobody cares. Does nobody do anything about it? As long as Democrats control the House and the Senate and the presidency, and you've got weak, incompetent losers afraid of their own shadow in the Supreme Court, we accomplish nothing. There's no investigations, no nothing. Nobody cares. The Biden family is going to share office space with the spy chief of China. That's the guy. That's what Hunter Biden called him, the spy chief of China. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I can't let time go by. I can't let this show go by without a quick mention of what my column is going to be about tomorrow. That column I'm going to write about is everything I've ever said came true about the COVID vaccine. And the proof is with the military numbers. Whistleblowers reveal the DOD medical data showing that military cancers, among these are young troops, military cancer diagnoses have tripled since the rollout of the vaccines, and a 10-time increase in neurological disorders, and a near 5-times increase in female infertility, among other things. A 291% increase in Bell's palsy, a 269% increase in myocardial infarction, meaning heart problems, 156% increase in congenital malformations for children of military personnel, female infertility of 471% increase, pulmonary embolisms of 467% increase. This is explosive stuff, and I guess they have not shown yet massive increase in deaths among the military. I guess. They haven't shown that yet. Because they're all 20-year-old kids and 30-year-old kids. But you'll see that too. This is all proof. The chicken's coming home to roost. Everything I said is true. Top American Medical Journal study confirms the risk of myocarditis and pericarditis after receiving the COVID-19 vaccines. Risk highest after second vaccine in adolescent males and young men. This is a new study released yesterday by the Journal of American Medical Association, one of the most respected medical journals in the world, and they reveal the development of all these again, the people who say Wayne Root, oh, he talks about VAERS. VAERS doesn't mean anything. Bull spit, VAERS doesn't mean anything. Of course VAERS means everything. VAERS is the only way you ever find out whether something's going wrong. It's not a matter of whether all 22,000 people who died, who are listed there as dying from the vaccine, all died from the vaccine or not. It's that, it's the same system that was in place a year ago and 2 years ago and 20 years ago and 30 years ago when it would show each vaccine killed 20 people and 30 people. Now it shows 22,000. You think that means something? Doesn't matter if it's exactly accurate. When it showed 20 people died as a result of the vaccine, maybe the real number was 10. So when it shows 22,000, maybe the real number is 10,000. There's never been this many dead people from a vaccine. So, I mean, study after study, they're all showing the exact same thing. Here's a Australian mayor. And if I don't say so myself, a beautiful girl. I mean, just gorgeous. She's the mayor of Port Adelaide. An Australian mayor is bedridden, has spent time in and out of the hospital after suffering a severe reaction to her second COVID vaccine. Mayor Claire Bowen of Port Adelaide opened up about her current condition and described the new normal in her life on her Facebook page last week. According to the mayor, she's been in bed for more than 35 days due to a terrible immune reaction after receiving her second COVID shot. I had every symptom you could dream of, and my body continues to display new ones. It's been exhausting for my body, traumatic for my family, difficult for my mind. This is my 35th day receiving breakfast in bed. I can't put my kids to bed at night. I can't check on them as they sleep at night. I haven't done that for over a month either. I didn't share any happy photos of Christmas or trips to the beach, no holidays in our camper, no smiles when we received our new baby guinea pigs. Social media has been a place I'd share positive life experiences, celebrate achievements, or funny anecdotes. That is up until now. I've been laid up in bed, in and out of the hospital with an immune reaction to my second vaccine. I've had every symptom you could dream of. It's been exhausting for my family and my body and my mind. So, you know, it's just, there's so many bad things happening to people who get the vaccine. But by the way, not everybody. Some people get the vaccine and they're fine. So let me mention a couple of possibilities why they're fine. Number one, I never said everybody's going to drop dead the first month after they get the vaccine. It does appear a lot of people have that problem. They get very sick or they drop dead immediately after getting the first or the second jab or the third jab, the booster. But a lot of others are perfectly fine. Do you know that they'll be fine 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now? Do you know that? For all you know, it just takes longer in some people than others. And everybody eventually will be affected adversely by this vaccine or die from this vaccine. You don't know. You have no idea. That's the point. Nobody knows. I don't know. Nobody knows. That's why I said from the beginning, don't take the vaccine until you watch it for a year or two. And you see what develops. Boy, was I right. I said that from the first day. Don't take it, don't take it, don't take it. But unlike my liberal friends, I didn't order you not to take it. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm not my brother's keeper. I have no right to tell you what to do. You make your own decision. And if you have to take it, you take it. If you don't want to take it, you shouldn't have to take it. That's called freedom in the United States of America. No one should have a mandate to make you take it. But no one should make you not take it. If you want it, go ahead. If you're comfortable and you believe in government, go take it. You believe in Dr. Fauci, you take it. Good luck to you, but you take it. But this has turned into a disaster. The media won't cover the terrible results and terrible side effects. They're covering it all up. And you say, well, why else do people, some people get sick and some people don't after getting the vaccine? I've read quite a few articles in the last week. And they believe, these are scientists talking, that the lots are mixed up. Some lots of the COVID vaccine are sent out with very little bad stuff in it, very little poison in it, and some are sent out with a ton of poison in it. Much stronger. Because they claim, again, I can't tell you this is the truth, there are many experts who claim that they're sending out different lots with different measurements in the vaccine to experiment and see what amount they can give you that causes major problems or kills you. And the only way to find out is to know which lot went to which doctor and to study the results coming from each doctor. So when they see that everybody's dying in this corner of West Virginia, it's Dr. A, and let's go check out the lot of vaccine we sent them. And when they see what's in it, they go, okay, we can't use that one anymore. They're experimenting with you. You're a human crash dummy. And that's why some people got really lucky, and they got the one with very little in it. Maybe nothing in it, but very little in it, certainly. And other people got very, very unlucky. And they just happened to be shot up with the jab by a doctor who got a lot, a shipment with a lot that has a ton of the poison in the COVID vaccine, the spike proteins. And so it's just pure luck whether you get the bad one or whether you get the good one or the better one. And then other stories over the weekend said that they're purposely sending the bad lots to red states because the deaths from non-COVID illness are dramatically up in red states. And so they believe that the vaccines are actually going to red states with the experiments. They're experimenting with the worst lots are going to the most red states. I don't know if that's true. I know this much. The vaccine is not good. And the results are not good. Some terrible things are happening. The media is covering up. People like Neil Young, the singer, they've been brainwashed. They actually believe that everything I'm saying is misleading when all I'm trying to do is to keep you safe, to keep you alive, to keep you well, to keep you moving, to keep you above ground. All I'm doing is I'm spreading all the information that could save your life. And it's up to you to decide what to do with it. But it's real information. This is real information from the United States military. Real information from Alberta, Canada. Real information from UK. Real information from Germany.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in the towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarus for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
The National Weather Service is calling for falling temperatures and record snowfall in parts of the nation. Winter is here, and the last place you want to be is stuck in the snow. You need Track Grabber, extreme traction. Skip the stuck. Rescue yourself. The Track Grabber Extreme Traction device has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Special Forces, the Department of Justice, Highway Police, and law enforcement across the country. Now, to keep you and your loved ones from being stuck in the snow, mud, or sand, Track Grabber is available to you. Be a hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. Get Track Grabber today at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code Rockstar for 20% off your full order. That's Track Grabber, TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code Rockstar for 20% off. Do it today. Supplies are limited.
So here's the choice. Some people say...
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
I don't know how many more ways I could say it. I've compiled like 50 articles on how well ivermectin works against COVID. Here's another one. In the southern city called Itajaí, southern city in Brazil, in the state of Santa Catarina. The study analyzed data from a prospective observational study of the citywide COVID prevention with ivermectin program conducted between July 2020 and December 2020. Ivermectin was offered as an optional treatment to be taken for two consecutive days every 15 days to prevent COVID, by the way. It's not if you've got COVID, to prevent COVID. And the study analysis consisted of comparing ivermectin users with non-users using cohorts of infected patients, propensity score matched by age, sex, and comorbidities. The results, there was a 44% reduction in COVID infection rate for the people using ivermectin. The regular use of ivermectin led to a 68% reduction in COVID mortality. When adjusted for residual variables, I guess they mean all those different variables like whether you're sick and where you live and how old you are, reduction in mortality was 70%. In other words, 70% less people died. There was a 56% reduction in hospitalization rate among ivermectin users. And after adjustment for residual variables, the reduction in hospitalization rate was actually 67%. So no matter how you cut it, fantastic results for ivermectin. I don't know what else to say. That the United States government would badmouth it and slander it and try and stop pharmacies from issuing it is the most incredible thing I've ever heard in my life. It's mass murder. How else do you want to phrase it? It's mass murder. Whoever knows these results, we don't need to look to Brazil. I've seen the studies in Mexico City. Ivermectin killed COVID. I've seen the results in India, in a state of 250 million people, with the worst COVID outbreak in the world, everybody dying left and right, the morgues operating overtime, couldn't handle all the bodies, and they handed out ivermectin plus vitamin C and vitamin D and zinc in the slums, and it went away overnight. COVID disappeared in India. And I've even seen the United States military knew a year ago that COVID literally was killed by ivermectin. Dramatically effective. And nobody cared. They banned the use of it. They wouldn't let you use it, even though they knew it worked. Because they, number one, they didn't want anything to usurp vaccines, because all the money they make is off vaccines. And number two, I've read the definition of why you're allowed to have an experimental for emergency use only vaccine approved, only if there's no therapeutics available. If you can prove there's nothing else that works, you get an emergency approval for your vaccine. But if they thought that that HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, or ivermectin or both worked against COVID, you couldn't get your experimental emergency use authorization for the COVID vaccines. So Big Pharma made sure to kill the nobody could be ever hear, could ever know, could ever see good results from ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. Because if they did, they'd lose their emergency authorization for their shot, their jab, their vaccine. Folks, that's mass murder. I don't know what else you want to call it. All these people died because they didn't get early intervention with ivermectin and vitamins. And they tried to slander ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and vitamins, by the way. They love to slander vitamins. Unbelievable. It's just so sad. Fellowship Home Loans is sponsor of this segment of the show. One good thing going on in the world. A lot of bad things happen. You know what the one good thing is? House prices are going through the roof. Now is the time to lock in a low rate, either as a refi or as a sale of your house or purchase of a new one. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. You've got to have a friend in the mortgage business, and I can help because I've got friends. Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans are now your friends. Just tell them you're a friend of Wayne Allyn Root and a listener and a fan of Wayne Allyn Root, and voila! You're now a friend of Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They've been providing assistance to people just like you for 20 years. It's not too late to take advantage of these unbelievable rates, but you have to act now, refinance your home, buy a home, get locked in at a great low rate today. Mike and Brian, call them at Fellowship Home Loans. Mike and Brian, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, 800-804-SAVE. Is it not hard to believe that ivermectin works magically, remarkably, amazingly against COVID, and your own government sabotaged it and tried to get you to laugh at it, that it has to do with horse paste and cows? It's meant for animals. They made sure you didn't want it, and you laughed at it, and it would have saved your life. And instead, you may be dead now because your government...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now. The Fed is signaling it will likely raise rates in March, the first hike in 3 years. As far as what those rate hikes mean to you, Mark Zandi is a chief economist with Moody Analytics. He tells CNN,
the higher rates, you know, they will start to bite. You know, already we're seeing the impact on mortgage rates. You know, if you go back a month ago, you could get a 30-year fixed rate loan. That's kind of the bread and butter loan for less than 3%, record low. Now it's 3.6, 3.7%, which is incredibly low by any standard except the recent period, but that's up a lot. So people can't refinance, and it's going to get harder to buy a home at those mortgage rates. And we're still going to see credit card rates start to rise and other consumer auto loan rates start to rise.
New home sales jumping 12% in December. The median price was $377,000. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Yeah, the emails have been flying in today. This one coming from Bobby. Dems get rid of Sleepy Joe steps down. Voila. And that was what I predicted months ago on this show and in written form and commentaries that that were published all over the United States, as all my commentaries are in my nationally syndicated newspaper column, was Hillary will be the next president of the United States. I said they're going to find a way to get rid of Kamala, and they'll name Hillary VP, and then Hillary becomes president instantly when Joe Biden steps down, forced to step down, or dies, or becomes, unable to perform as president of the United States, which is basically where he is right now. The sponsor of this segment, how did I know? I don't have a crystal ball. The sponsor of this show is Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, who developed the Zelenko Protocol, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, and zinc sulfate to reduce hospitalization and death caused by COVID-19 by 84%. He's a board-certified physician in New York and Florida. He's provided counsel to the White House, governments on four continents, hospitals, physicians, and nursing homes. Dr. Zelenko has developed Z-Stack, which gives you vitamin C, vitamin D3, zinc, and quercetin all in one capsule. I call them the big four. In my opinion, the four most important vitamins in the world. And I've been taking them for 40 years, so I never get sick. Just two capsules per day will boost your immune system and maximize your immune function. It is a science-based formula using vitamins instead of drugs, all built around zinc, one of the most well-known immune support ingredients you'll ever find. Go to rootforamerica.com. It's where you find it. Rootforamerica.com, my website. Click on the link to purchase your bottle of Z-Stack now. Right near the top, you'll see a big giant Z for Z-Stack, for Zelenko. Click on the Z for Zelenko's Z-Stack, and you're on your way to boosting your immune system. All right, we've got our guest, retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. He is president of the London Center for Policy Research, and it's always great to have him on. We're talking about Ukraine. Needed to get an expert on, and we've got one. Tony, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, I mean, I am great. You know, everyone always asks me, how are you? I don't mean on the radio. I mean everywhere I go, hey, how are you today? And I always go, if America was as good as me, things would be great. But unfortunately, America's lousy. I'm great. America, I've never seen a country so screwed up in my life. You know, just today, Tony, one of my fans, like 2 hours ago, sent me an email with a picture attached, and it's a picture of completely empty shelves in a supermarket. And I said, where are you? And they said, Vegas, you know, where I live. I said, where? And they told me in Summerlin, a beautiful upscale area near Charleston and Town Center, very upscale. And I said, where? They said, Albertsons. There's nothing on the shelves. And it's only going to get worse. This is the beginning of the nightmare. The real supply chain problem hasn't even started yet because we just banned all the unvaccinated truckers from coming from Canada. That's going to make things 30% worse. So did you ever imagine America's supermarket shelves would look like Cuba or Venezuela or the Soviet Union?
No, I really couldn't, and I am appalled that we've allowed this to happen. I mean, our political choices, not us. I mean, Wayne, I know what our choices have been.
Yeah, not you and me. not you.
It's not us, but the larger population have made huge mistakes. I saw this article, I think it was out today, that I think 48% of the population believes Joe Biden lied to get elected. Duh. I mean, Biden has lied his entire life, and what he's doing, I don't believe, Wayne, for a minute. This is because of incompetence. This is planned. You would not have things this far off the rails if he was simply making mistakes, because he would be trying to correct the errors and make things better. Instead, it seems like they double and triple down every chance they get to make things worse. And it is simply, in my judgment, an attempt to ruin the fabric of our economy for purposes of upending our republic. And it's a very, very dangerous time.
And you got to trust me. It's not Biden. It has nothing to do with Biden. Biden's a zombie puppet. It's Obama. And he's taking orders from George Soros and the Chinese Communist Party. I said this from the day of the inauguration on. We just elected Obama as president, and he's the order taker for George Soros and the Chinese Communist Party. And they're going to try and destroy this country and make China the number one power in the world. And it's happening right in front of our eyes. All of it is happening. Right? You have any doubt?
Valerie Jarrett's in the White House, and Jen Psaki even said the other day, made the mistake of admitting that she's working for Obama. You know, so it's very clear what's going on.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff, and this is a planned attack on the United States, and I was there to witness the plan. Obama was my college classmate. Did you and I ever discuss that on the air? That I went to Columbia University.
I didn't know that.
Class of '83, Columbia. It's been in the news for for years and years. I mean, since Obama started running for president in 2007-08, I started talking about this because I was running for vice president of the United States on the Libertarian ticket against Obama on the Democrat ticket, and we both graduated on the same day from the same college, and it had never happened before. So I've given media interviews about this hundreds of times. We learned a program called Cloward-Piven on how you destroy the United States of America at Columbia. And this is Cloward-Piven unfolding right before our eyes. That's what this is. It's an incredible situation. All right, so let's ask you about Ukraine, because that's the one thing that I really am not an expert in any way, shape, or form, is foreign affairs, and I need experts like you to educate me. My gut instinct, Tony Schaefer, is that when I went to high school, I went to an all black high school. I was one of the few white people in the whole school, and I got beat up all the time, and I thought I was going to die a couple times, and I almost did die once when a kid pulled a machete on me and tried to cut my head off. Literally, that's my upbringing. But I learned how to fight. An Italian kid taught me how to fight really good over the course of a summer, and I came back, and the first three kids who taunted me and tried to fight me and beat me up and intimidate me and steal my lunch money, I knocked all three unconscious. One of them, I knocked all his teeth out. And after that, nobody's ever touched me the rest of my life. So to me, I'm not a military guy. I was never in the military. I'm just a gut instinct guy. It reminds me of high school. This guy, Trump, was a tough guy, so nobody tried to make a move on the United States. Nobody threatened Wayne Root once he learned how to fight. With Trump in charge, nobody threatened Trump's America. But when a weak guy took over Biden, the whole world is trying to take advantage and also test him to see what they can get away with. That's why we've got this Ukraine situation. Am I on the general area of correctness?
Yeah, your instincts are completely correct. Look, fundamentally, Vladimir Putin is a bully, like you just described, except he's on the international stage. And what was interesting, Wayne, is that obviously in 2014, Putin took Crimea. He just took it. And, of course, Obama let it happen. There was no real response. And now, all these years later, you have the same crew. Think about this. The same people who brought you that debacle are now back in charge. And Ned Price, the Department of State spokesman, was asked about this by a reporter. And the reporter said, what's different? You guys failed last time. You're going to fail this time. Oh, no, it's going to be different. Wait, it's not going to be different. And that's what we see playing out. When Trump was in, Trump was unpredictable. He clearly had deviated from the plan. There's a lot of process. This may get me in trouble. I don't see a lot of difference between President Bush 43 and Obama and Clinton. I think they had the same kind of global view of things. And so they act in a certain way. Trump didn't do that. Trump brought in folks from the outside. You know, I advised his campaign. I advised his advisors. I used to meet with Mike Pompeo every 6 months when he was director of CIA. Trump accepted people from the outside. And unfortunately, he was fighting constantly the efforts of some of the career bureaucrats and other quote-unquote experts. And you saw this in the impeachment. All the impeachment over Ukraine, as you recall, was all the corporatists, all the infrastructure and bureaucrats going back at him. Some of those are now back involved in what we're seeing here. And so Biden, I know he's only a puppet, but everything he's doing, the people behind the scenes are only making things worse. Every time they kowtow, everything they do the happy talk. They're playing Putin's game. Putin is laughing at these guys, and Putin is going to win no matter what. It's a lose-lose for the Biden administration no matter what at this point, and it's because they have not stood up and done things. And again, don't take my words. I'm not a neocon. I don't believe we should be sending troops into Ukraine. It's not our job. With that said, there's other things we could and should have done besides allowing Russia to open up new gas pipelines to Europe last year, which, you know, Biden allowed to happen. So it's very clear that Biden or whoever's handling him are completely out to lunch on how to deal with Putin.
So how would you deal with Putin and Ukraine? What would you do, Lieutenant Colonel Tom Schaefer?
So first off, I would not be playing Putin's game. Don't play his game. You're not going to win. He's going to do everything he can to gain advantage, which he can. Play your game. There are things, Wayne, we could be doing to improve our work. Two things. First, if you really want to deter Putin, do things to deter him. Ukraine, if that was the goal, Ukraine should have been brought into NATO a year ago. There's something called the Budapest Memorandum on Security Assurances, which Clinton, President Clinton, signed us up to in 94. This is the crux of the chaos, because it's not really an agreement. It's not really a treaty. It's an assurance. And basically that assurance said that if you, Ukraine, give up your nuclear weapons back to the Russians, we, the international community that included Russia, United States, United Kingdom.
Hey, Tony, I'm just jumping in because the music's on and we're rushing to a break. We'll finish up on the other side of the break, okay? Can you hang in there with me for about a 5-minute break? We'll be right back. A retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research, with Wayne L. Root. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, Energized Health, and we got some good news. The good news is you still can succeed, even though you already failed. I know you did. You made a New Year's resolution this year, like millions of other Americans, and guess what? You already jumped off that wagon. Hey, don't feel bad, but make a change. Make a change. Let's change that resolution to a revolution, and let's get on it with Energized Health. You could still lose that fat, reverse that high blood pressure, high cholesterol, medical conditions that you have. You just have to take a simple action step. Hey, we're going to be your master coaches. Log on today to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, John and Chelsea Jubilee. That's right. We're going to be your personal coach. Log on today, energizehealth.com.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman. Kaufman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told JP he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Is your business struggling to
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil? We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I'm laughing because, I've been on off mic with retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaffer, and we were talking about, vitamin stores. There's one in Alexandria, Virginia. He's gone to many times, health food stores. And I, for years grew up in New York and went to all these stores, went to one in Katona, New York. I think it's called Katona Natural Market. Everybody in there was hippy, dippy, yippy, and they wore Birkenstocks, and they had beards, and, they talked about how government was terrible, and they took vitamins, they'd want to go near hospitals or doctors, and now, all of a sudden, all those same, and they took vitamins all day, and that's why they didn't get sick. Vitamins work. And all these same people have abandoned everything they ever believed of in their life. It's the religious cult of the, Branch Covidians. These people are insane. Or Scientology, it's vaccinology. And they just live and die with the vaccine. And these are the people you'd expect to have been the most anti-vaccine. And by the way, Tony, they would have been anti-vaccine if Trump was president. If he'd been reelected, it would be the liberals refusing to take the vaccine.
It's all political. That's all it is, and it's insane political, too. So
right,
it's
not political on my side. In other words, they accuse me of being political because I'm anti-vaccine. What? First of all, it has nothing to do with politics. I don't even know what politics has to do with it. It's anyone with common sense could see the vaccine is killing people. As a matter of fact, you're the perfect guy to ask this question of. Did you see the story that came out yesterday that they leaked out the numbers from the United States military and all the young people in the military are sick from the vaccine and dying? Did you see the numbers?
Yes, I did. Look, I've got first experience with that. My son is a first responder, works in Arlington, healthy as a horse, took a vaccine. Next thing you know, he's got mono. Who gets mono these days?
Right, right.
Next thing you know, he's sick. He's down like multiple times with things I've never heard of. So to me, it's kind of like, all right, I'm watching this. And it's like there's no reason I'm ever going to take any vaccine if that's the results. And I think, Wayne, we all know this to be true, but they're sitting on this. They're trying to hide the fact that this thing just destroys your immune system. It does everything opposite. And while you might get a short term, like 1 or 2 week burst of immunity, it basically runs you down. It destroys your ability to regenerate. It's dangerous. And I don't understand how the medical community is not in full revolt at this point.
There's so much misinformation. That's why it's ironic that a Neil Young, you know, the hippy-dippy Neil Young would say misinformation. Somebody just sent me an email today, and they said, I didn't even know until I read the article, Wayne, that there were 270 doctors who sent a letter to Joe Rogan saying, stop spreading misinformation, and Neil Young quoted from that letter. And I told my fan, I said, and my fan's name is Dave from Pennsylvania, I said, Dave, that's not true. They weren't 270 doctors. They were like 20 doctors, and the other 250 are PhD college professors who have never in their lives practiced medicine. It's the biggest lie ever told. There are doctors saying that Joe Rogan's wrong. They're liberal communist college professors who know nothing about medicine. That's what's going on in our country today. Big scam. Big scam. So listen.
It happens in an environment. We should have a thing about environment. I've got a degree in environmental studies. Wayne, we are not in an environmental crisis. All the environmental movement is a way of siphoning off government resources to pay businesses who then fund the Democrat Party. It's all a complete scam. So I got to
assume Big Pharma, that's making its hundreds of billions, is now going to give tens of billions of contributions to Democrat politicians.
Of course.
That's what this is all about, right?
Yep.
Terrible. All right, look, in the time we have left, and it goes so fast, I think we have like 3 minutes left at the most. So just in this 3 minutes, it's yours. What would you do if Tony Schaefer's president of the United States, what do you tell Ukraine to get them to knock this off?
Well, you're not going to – Ukraine may be beyond saving. What you got to do is play your own game. First, accept the fact that going back to the czars, that back to the pre-20th century, the Russians have always wanted the zone of security. That's how they operate. You can't change culture. Since Alexander III, that's what they've had. So you got to accept that. You got to deal with the fact they're going to act like that. What you need to do then is strengthen what you have. Strengthen NATO, reinvent it, focus it on counterterrorism, build up that alliance so there's something there, something that's strong to counter any additional aggression from Putin, and work with them. For goodness sake, if they're going to have a zone of protection, work with them to establish it so they quit being paranoid. Don't feed the paranoia, but don't for a minute show weakness. And then go right back at Putin. Remind him that, okay, you do this. These are the actual consequences, and these are going to be what we do. Right now, all this soft talk, or we may do this, we may do that, Wayne, it encourages him. It doesn't do anything to dissuade him. So at this point, you got to rebuild NATO in a way that's proactive, that's something that matches the 21st century. By the way, NATO couldn't do anything militarily right now if they wanted to. Germany wouldn't play. Germany's depending on Putin and Russia for all of its winter energy needs. They just shut down 3 nuclear reactors. They are over the barrel.
And by the way, we allowed Russia to build that that pipeline that Germany's going to use and Europe's going to use, but we can't have pipelines in America from Canada. We're not allowed to have pipelines. We shut down our own pipelines, but we let them say theirs. And did you hear that comment by, I don't know, was the Secretary of State or one of the assistants, but, you know, why should we care about Ukraine? Why should we send our boys and girls to die? Well, because it's their sovereignty and we got to protect their border. Who's protecting our border? Who's protecting our sovereignty? This is crazy. Tony, we got to run. Tony Schaefer, retired Lieutenant Colonel, President of the London Center for Policy Research. Always enjoy your insights. God bless, Tony. Thank you.
Hey, God bless, Wayne. Thanks.
We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, War.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.